It were funny, the look on his face. I laugh just thinking about it now. "Lie yourself down, Mrs. Robshaw. This'll only take a minute," he said. "You sound like me husband, Doctor," I said. At first he kind of stared at me like a rabbit in headlights, and then he laughed. "What, with your knickers on floor and a man you've never broken bread with gazing up into your nether regions? Well, you've got a funny side, haven't you?" Anyhow, he took one look down there. His eyes widened and his mouth fell open. "You can see my problem, can't you, Doctor?" I said. "My innards have become me outers. I mean, three babbies down there and a new summit were up."
In summer, there were full moon. Old frogs sat around, mesmerised. And how silly sod Andrea. She kissed one once. She thought it turned into a prince.
Your sister kissed a frog.
Oh, she's a bit weird like that, is our Andrea.
Runs in family then.
Like noses. She got a monk on. She got for a ride in a taxi. Said it freed her mind. Anyway, all the taxi rides cost so much. They were giving her more problems than it solved. Till she met a prince, Vic the bloody taxi driver.
Look at me, standing here. 56 today. I'm quaking like a child on a first day at school. I've been a sales assistant at the Grand Bazaar for 12 years. And now I hardly dare open the door. What are my colleagues going to say about me? They're going to be able to tell from the way I look, I think. 18 months in prison. Oh, I've really gone to hell and back. There in those prisons in Antwerp and Brussels. But regrets? Not for one second.
So, sir, take these nose drops twice a day and also these pills here, three times a day until you finish the box. Goodbye and thank you, sir. See you again. Wait, you've dropped a paper.
A paper. Always united for a free Belgium. Our goal. We Belgians used to have daily newspapers with a critical voice. Today the world is dark. All we read is one-sided newspapers and all we hear is one-sided news reports. This is a resistance paper. Here,